Mike is from the South Mead Project, this project you founded. Now, 20 years on, we've talked about that tipping point of Savile, and we've talked about what was only in the news yesterday about paedophiles who download images won't all be charged. We need to have some difficult conversations, clearly, about what has become an internet explosion and what society refused to talk about, probably up until Savile, because it was, don't be so silly, don't be so... absolutely not, never happened, don't want to talk about it, it's all too difficult. That, of course, was where your project comes in, isn't it? Because you suffered with an addiction. You help people who suffer with addiction, which is their ways of coming to terms with them with what happened as a children. What do you do? What do you actually do?
Yeah, okay. We've got a great team, first of all. Probably second to none, because you might appreciate in South Mead, not all clients are from South Mead, by the way. They come from right across Bristol and beyond. But we're working at the sharpest of ends. We're working with people who were abused as children, who've gone on to use crack, crack cocaine, heroin, all manner of drugs, alcohol and all the rest of it, and they're coming for help. So, first of all, we make sure that they're on a level of drug use or alcohol use, which can be, which will allow us to maybe talk with them and listen to them without the drink or the drugs getting in the way. So it needs to be very low levels, first of all. We've got some excellent projects in Bristol which help people get down to those levels. But always the underlying problem, the causal factors remain, and that's where we come in. We've got an excellent counselling team. We have, because of the demand on our service, we have pre-counselling groups where people are invited. Some of them might have to wait 12, 14, 16 weeks, which is, we don't want that situation. And they can come in, and the kind of sense they get is that other people share what they've experienced and so on. So that is very powerful, John.
And that sharing, of course, is I suppose about realizing that you're not the only one.
Absolutely, massive, and then to be believed, and then and then to feel that sense of trust, which is built up within the charity, without a doubt. I mean, people wouldn't come in the way they do it unless they trusted.
It's one of the biggest problems, isn't it, with those victims of any form of abuse, is that whether it's domestic violence, whether it's psychological violence, whether it's, you know, abuse as a child, sexual abuse as a child, is that you don't know who the heck to trust, so you trust no one.
Well, you don't.
You learn. You think, well, I can't trust anybody.
Well, of course, your boundaries have all been blown apart.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Any sense of structure and so on have all gone. But most importantly, it's the fear, perhaps, of disclosing. Am I going to be believed? That is a massive, massive kind of fear.
And judgment as well. People,
of
how they
judgment.
Judge you,
you get all
judge
the rest
you.
Of it.
You know, that sort of, they look at you differently through, they don't see you the way that you see yourself or you'd like to be seen yourself.
Absolutely.
Or society should see you.
Indeed. And also, like I said at the conference, that maybe we should think very carefully before we brand anyone with labels. We need to look at depression, anorexia, bulimia, you know, all manner of things, self-harming, cutting, and all those things which we may do as a consequence of that childhood trauma.
Okay. We're sort of short of time. It's almost 11:30. Let me, Mike, can I ask you to put those headphones on?
Yep.
I say headphones, there they are. Because I've got Anne in Bath. Anne, good morning. Good morning, Anne.
Hello, John.
Dr. Mike Pearce is here from the South Mead Project.
Yes.
You've been listening this morning. You wanted to just sort of make a comment.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm doing my housework and I'm seething, listening to the poor soul with traumas. But what I was saying to Anna, like, I haven't got Sky, for instance, on our television. We don't pay into Sky. So if we try and get, say, click on Sky 1 or 2 Sports, it comes back. You can't get it, obviously, because you don't pay in. So why can't they do this with these images on the internet? Why can't they block them right out and not allow them even to get on there?
Well, I suppose, Anne, that's a very good point. Mike, I mean, this is a difficult thing, isn't it? Because you're talking about those who are looking at images, they may not themselves be abusing, but they're looking at images of children who've been abused.
Mm-hmm.
Would turning it off help?
I think, first of all, it does need to be turned off because that can create a situation where people get to enjoy that experience, yeah. pass it on to others and all the rest of it. So, yes, it's something which we need to look at very carefully. I'm totally in favour of switching off and so on. But I'm also in favour of looking far deeper into how these things develop and why they do happen. It might well be, but certainly not in all cases, that some people may well have been abused themselves and so on. And this thing perpetuates in many, many ways. There's lots and lots of reasons, but yeah, switch off, I don't agree with it.
And good point. Thank you very much for being part of it this morning. Mike, very briefly, Southmead, obviously, as you say, the Southmead project isn't just for those in Southmead, but that's where it was started, in an area where you clearly identified there were issues. I know those issues. Southmead is not what it was 20 years ago. It's a good example. Still got challenges, but it's a good example of what can be done when those care about it, do something about it.
For sure.
What about you? What about your organisation? What does it need?
Money.
Of course.
There is a great battle, John, in trying to get recognition from the statutory sector and central government, really, for money to be made available for those who were abused as children and have gone on to self-harm as a consequence. There's not enough. The event clearly showed there's nowhere near enough facilities throughout the country, leave alone Bristol. Mm. And so, yes, we need a lot more investment in organisations like the Southmead Project, and then perhaps we might get into it far better.
Okay, well, if you want to find out more about the work of the Southmead Project, it is as simple as putting Southmead Project into a tax-paying search engine of your choice. Dr. Mike Pearce, it's been a pleasure having you here to talk about the work, and thank you for being so honest as well. I'm sure people have listened to you and hopefully felt empowered as a result of hearing what you had to say this morning.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.